Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to all our visitors. I know we have a few with us, so happy that you're here. I think I told you a few months ago the story of when I went to a gas station that I never go to, and I paid with cash, which I always pay with my card at the pump. And I walk in there, and the lady starts laughing who's working behind the counter. And she's laughing, and I thought, you know, am I having a bad hair day or, you know, kind of what's going on? But she goes, no. She says, you just don't understand. Like, I've been praying for a sign. I've been thinking about going back to church. And here's the sign. Well, it happened again a week ago today where I was, you know, I wasn't here a week ago because I was baptizing one of my best friend's babies at St. John's in downtown. And I was just going to go like right after their 10 o'clock mass and do the baptism. But the priest texted me at 4 o'clock in the morning over there. He says, I have the flu. Could you do the mass at 10 o'clock? I said, well, sure, no problem. And so I went over there and it was a beautiful mass. And of course, I, being the vocation director, I put in a plug for good priests. And I said, if any of you is thinking about priesthood, come chat with me. After mass in the narthex, there was a guy. I had dinner with him on Thursday. Had a great 2-hour conversation with him, great guy. And he said, you know, I couldn't sleep last night because I kept thinking about the priesthood and I asked Jesus for a sign. And then in walks the vocation director for a mass that he wasn't even supposed to have. God works in crazy ways, but I was like reflecting on how God uses you and me to be signs. And it's really kind of a crazy thing that like, that God might use us as a sign pointing to Him. I would say that every person is a sign towards something, is pointing in some direction. And sometimes in our brokenness, we point to bad things. Sometimes in our brokenness, we might even point to ourselves. But like the invitation from our gospel, John the Baptist, like all the saints, spent his life pointing to Jesus. He must increase, I must decrease. The one greater than I points to him. John the Baptist points to the one greater than he. And folks, that's like our call, right? Like that we are supposed to be signs pointing the way to Jesus. I was kind of thinking like, now I don't think this is going to happen anytime soon. I pray God it won't. But when it comes time for me to have a new assignment and I have to leave here, which I don't want to ever do, I like hope that people remember Father Mike, not necessarily like, oh, he was the one that buried my mom or my grandma, or he was the one that brought the bus with him, or he was that ruggedly handsome one, you know. I hope that people would remember me less for all of those things, but more for he showed me Jesus. Like, I just have that mindset that, and that hopefully like changes the way I live. But I would say that that better be true for all of us, that the grandmother better think to herself, boy, I hope my grandkids remember me less for my cherry pies. There's nothing wrong with cherry pies, but less for my cherry pies. And more because I brought them to God. I was thinking of my own grandmother on my mom's side who passed away when I was in fifth grade. She got me my first communion Bible. And I remember her talking about angels as she was in her hospital room. And a whole bunch of other things. But she pointed the way to Jesus. And hopefully like that's all of us, right? That we point the people in our life to Jesus. And I was then made me think in prayer even more about all of the things that we do as a parish. Like our youth group. I hope that when the kids graduate from high school and remember their youth group days, that they don't think so much about the free pizza and the basketball as much as they think, wow, I got closer to Jesus through that group. and the people who are involved with St. Vincent de Paul Society and who have benefited from our help. By the way, the other day was our second anniversary of the Shelby County St. Vincent de Paul Society. By now it has helped 1,000 people. It's a miracle. The force of charity that our church has become, it's beautiful. But like I was thinking, I hope the people that benefit from it don't think of, oh, St. Vincent de Paul Society, they're the ones that help me pay my bill. But more, I experienced Jesus through them, and I learned a bit more about his love. Same with small groups, elements of faith, like everything that we do as church had better be pointing to Jesus. And if it's not, then why the Sam Hill are we doing it, you know? John the Baptist spent his whole life pointing to the Lord. Did you catch our first reading? Beautiful thing. I was thinking back to my days in seminary. They taught us in the Summa Theologica, St. Thomas Aquinas says, it is better to illuminate than to merely shine. And that's what we have in our first reading from Isaiah. He says, you, the Lord said to me, you are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation will reach the ends of the earth. That you're not going to just glow for yourself, but you will illuminate the way for the whole bloody world. And we better be doing that in our own spheres of influence. Our second reading, St. Paul writes to the church in Corinth, and he says pretty much the same thing. You better spread the love, the holiness of Jesus wherever you go. Friends, I think that's the most important thing that we can do, is to be signs pointing to our Lord. Signs, lights that light the way to the Lord. Agents that bring the holiness of Jesus wherever we go. Let's pray the grace of God that we might be successful in that endeavor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.